But just because the heating's working doesn't mean that you can't hug somebody.
I'm going to hug myself.
Hey, God, dear. Hug somebody and tell them, Jesus loves you. Hey, Jesus loves you. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen. And that's good. That's something that we need to hold, you know, hold firmly and remember that in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. And it's something that we can thank God for and something that we can rejoice about, that we have victory in the Lord. And as men and women of God, that's how we need to live. Yes. Amen. In the fact that we have the victory from the Lord. And that there's nothing, no weapon, the scripture tells us, that is fashioned against us that will ever prosper. Amen. And so we need to remember these things. God has given us so many great and so many precious promises that, you know, we can walk with our heads held up high, knowing full well that God is with us through every situation. Amen. Yeah. And every problem that we face, every difficulty that we face, God is there. Yeah. And so we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Yes. And Cyril just led us in that song, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. And this morning, I just want to speak to you about having a victory in bridge building. Amen. Yeah. Anyone here who's an engineer? Any engineers? Well, we've got a heating engineer this morning. They've got the heating up and running. And, you know, building bridges. In every community, no matter where we are, as men, we need to build bridges with the world. Says those, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. And they'll pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them. Amen. Have we got any snake handlers here this morning?
No.
No snake handlers. Oh, Lord, help us. Have we got any poison drinkers here this morning?
No.
No, all right then. We can forget about that part for the time being. All right? But it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Okay, preach the gospel. Now, when we think of those words, we think, well, we need to be like maybe Pastor Raymond or myself, standing up in front of everybody shouting, repent, you sinners. Turn or burn. But the word preaching in the scripture doesn't just mean that you have to be someone who stands up and shouts and, you know, sends out fires like Puff the Magic Dragon, but that you can also speak, proclaim, all right, and just tell the word of God and share your testimony or what God has done for you with somebody who's sitting right beside you. Amen. That's another way of preaching and another way of teaching. And so it's one of the ways in which we can share the gospel with people beyond ourselves. Amen. We talk about these days, theologians and people who talk about the church, they talk about the church without walls. The church without walls. If we didn't have walls here this morning, we'd be very cold. We'd need more than the central heating in here to keep us warm. But talking about the going beyond, if you like, beyond the four walls of our building, going beyond our own limitations and our own comfort zones, if you like, and bringing the word of God beyond and to people whom we know and to our communities and even to the wider world, if you like. So we have our places where we can bring the word of God. Amen. And so this morning, I just want to spend a little time sharing with you how we can do that. Amen.
Amen.
We've just done the 40 Days of Purpose, Rick Warren. And he says, one thing that scares both Christians and non-Christians is evangelism. And, you know, one of those words that we all get frightened and we all get scared about. But it's nothing to worry about. Amen. It's nothing to worry about. That it's something that we need to be encouraged by, something that we need to embrace, and something that we need to do. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and let the gospel be known everywhere. Amen. So who can we preach to? Who can we share the gospel with? Well, first of all, we should build bridges to each other. Amen. Say, I'm glad he said that. Say that to the person next to you. I'm glad he said that. All right? You need to share, all right, with the person next to you. Build a bridge to the person next to you. Sometimes in churches, there are people who we never talk to. Or people that we have problems with. There are problem people in every church, believe me. Ask Cyril, he'll tell you. Well, he might not tell you. But there are problem people in every church. You know, but the Lord has called us to be people who are together. Amen. And we need to build bridges with one another. Hello, Cyril.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Good. Would you like to come to my house for tea this afternoon?
Not today.
Not today. Oh, dear. You've broken my bridge, Cyril.
Too far away.
All right. But building bridges, talking to each other, loving one another. And the scripture that we read this morning about, by this we know that we love one another. By loving one another, then we're demonstrating that we love God. And so building bridges with one another. And that's one thing I like about coming to Wales. That, everyone is, they live close to each other. You can just go a few yards down the road wherever. And you can soon have a cup of tea. I don't drink tea, but a drink anyway. And you can have something to eat. And, you're communicating with each other, very close to each other in that way. And people are very neighborly. Where we are in London, sometimes we only see our neighbor, we hear our neighbor going out in the morning and we never see them at night because everyone lives such busy lives. But we, even there, we have to build bridges as well. Amen. And so the Lord wants us, first of all, to build bridges with each other. All right? Deal with our issues, deal with whatever problems we have, and have a spirit of unity within the church. Amen. Because the Lord says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. Amen. And so if I'm in love with Cyril, forgive me, wife. I love your husband. I love your husband. If I'm in love with Cyril, then I tell people that I love Cyril. And in the same way, we're in the church and we love each other, then we say, well, you need to come to our church, come to our fellowship, because we're in love with one another. This Cyril's great. Sue is brilliant. There are so many nice people and great people there that you need to come and see what's happening. And so, by loving each other, that's one of the greatest evangelistic strategies that you've got. By loving each other, sharing with each other, then you can bring people into that kind of atmosphere. Amen. And so build bridges with each other, first of all. Amen. God, dear, you Welsh people, you need to say amen. Hey, this is the valleys. I know that you are great.
This is not the valley.
This is the valley.
No, it's not.
All right, then you're... All right, then, well, even better, if you live on top of the mountain... Right? The mountaintop people, then you should be singing, oh, hallelujah. Amen. All right, you missed a chance there. All right. All right. In the church, there's not us and them, but it's, we're all together doing the work of the Lord. Amen. So we should build bridges towards one another, first of all. Secondly, we should build bridges towards our family. Amen. Now, you've got to... It's cold in here, so say amen. Amen. Build bridges towards our family. Sometimes our family members are the most difficult people in the world to build bridges towards, aren't they? Yeah. I've got a brother, and he's a very angry man at times. And sometimes if you try and build bridges with my brother Andrew, it's a big fight. It's a tough fight. Yeah. You know, one of my brothers went to speak to him the other day, and he threw a punch at him. So, sometimes it's difficult to build bridges in families, isn't it? Sometimes I'm not talking to her because she didn't give me a Christmas present. And I'm not talking to him because he put the shelf up wrong and everything falls down the other end. But God wants us to build bridges with one another. Amen. And he wants us to build bridges with our family. Jesus' brother, James, became a Christian. And he wrote the book of James. He's the brother of Jesus. And Jesus had to build a bridge towards him. And we need to build bridges in our families. And as we build bridges in our families, then God is able to use us then to step across and help and bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ in our own families. Amen. Everyone has somebody, I'm sure, in their family that doesn't know the Lord. There's got to be someone in their family that doesn't know the Lord. Sometimes I say to our people, sometimes people say, well, I don't know what to pray about. I say, well, there's got to be someone in your family who doesn't know the Lord. Start praying about them, first of all. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And that's where we need to start. Build bridges with members of our family. Amen.
Say to the person next to you, my family's in trouble. Parents have led their children to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen? Children have led their parents to the Lord. And that's marvelous. And that's something that we need to do as men and women of God, as we build bridges to the members of our family. Could you turn with me to the second book of John? I think we've been there before. John, second book of John. 2 John 4. That's near the back of your Bible. 2 John and verse 4. And this is about a family situation. And the Apostle Paul, he says this. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. Amen. Amen. But the emphasis there is that it has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. Amen. Amen. And so it's great when your children know the Lord.
Yes.
It's great when your children are walking in the truth and following the Lord. And so we need to build bridges in our family. Not only with our children, but as I've mentioned, with our brothers and with our sisters as well. And maybe the most cantankerous members of your family. They really need Jesus. They need Jesus more than anybody else if they're cantankerous and most miserable. They need some of the joy of the Lord in their life. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 1, please. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 41 and 42. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother, Simon. I've got a brother called Simon. And tell him, we have found the Messiah, that is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Amen. So the Lord is speaking to me. I need to speak to my brother Simon. And maybe you've got a brother. He might not be Simon, but the Lord wants you to speak to him as well. To build a bridge, a gospel bridge, if you like, towards him. So that he can come to know the Lord as well. We have a ministry as men and women of God. We're not all pastors. We're not all evangelists. But we have a ministry. We have a ministry to share the good news that God has given to us. And that's very important. That's very important. And God wants us to do that, first of all, in our family. If you can turn with me to Timothy, the second book of Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 5. The second book of Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 5. God has given us a ministry and a mission to complete and to be involved in. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. Well, if we begin at verse 3, it says, I thank God whom I serve as my forefathers did with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. And then verse 5 says, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. Amen. And so there you see, grandmother, and then mother, and now in you. And so that's very important in families. If we can build bridges there, then that's a very significant thing. Because who knows what will happen? Who knows what God will do through you? Amen. Grandmother didn't know that one day Timothy was going to be a book in the Bible that's going to be teaching you and me 2,000 odd years later. And we don't know what's going to happen. But the thing is that what we need to do is build bridges and just obey that word of the Lord that says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. God doesn't say to us, go into all the world and everybody's going to be saved. He doesn't say that. He just says, go and preach. Just go and share. Share your story. Share your story. What has God done for you? Amen. I can't share my story. You probably heard mine before, but my wife was a terrible woman before she became a Christian.
Still is.
Hey, she was a terrible woman before the Lord saved her. And now, look at her today. She's beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. She's precious to me. But before, Oh. Anyway, I won't tell you anymore, but if you want to know, please come and I'll tell you privately. But we need to share and build bridges within our families. All right. Thirdly, we should build bridges towards our friends. Amen. Has anyone here not got a friend? Okay, I'll be your friend, Andrew. All right? Okay? But every one of us will have a friend somewhere, even if it's one. Even if it's one friend. All right, we need to build bridges for the Lord with our friends. Amen. Most of us, when we become Christians, the longer we are Christians, the less non-Christian friends we have. The longer we are as Christians, the less non-Christian friends we have. And so it's very important to cultivate friendships among people who don't go to church, who are not Christians. Yes. All right? Because we end up losing all our non-Christian friends, or we end up becoming separated, and that's probably a natural thing, because you want to be a Christian, you want to live a holy life or whatever, but you know, you need to maintain friendships with people who aren't Christians. Amen. And cultivate friendships with people who aren't Christians. Our friends can sometimes be more open to us than the members of our family. Amen. I've got friends that I can share things with who aren't Christians, and I can talk to them about many things that maybe my family, I can't share with my family. Or they, you know. So friendships are very important, and we need to build bridges with our friends. Build bridges with our friends, our workmates, the people that we work with. Build bridges with our neighbors, friends in our neighbors, our children they play out in the streets with other boys and girls. Opportunities there, if you've got young children, to build bridges and make friends with people in your neighborhood. Maybe you're a senior citizen and you go and play bingo in the afternoon. Are you allowed to play bingo, Cyril?
We don't play bingo.
You don't prohibit bingo here. You maybe go and play bingo or whatever. Whatever, an afternoon club for senior citizens. And you've got friends there. An opportunity to share the Lord with them and build bridges. Amen. With them through your relationship with the Lord. Well, how can you do that? Well, first of all, I think prayer. First of all, prayer. Sometimes people say, well, I haven't got the courage. I haven't got the courage. I daren't share, you know, the Lord with anybody because I'm very shaky. I'm very frightened. And anyway, they won't listen. How do you know?
That's right.
You never know unless you say something.
That's right.
If you're like me, sometimes I'm very forward in many things, and I can go and knock on anybody's door, and I can go and share with them about Daz, Persil, sell a telephone to them. But when it comes to talking about Jesus, sometimes I'm shaking. You know, isn't that strange? But this is the good news that the Lord has given us to share. And so if you don't try, you never know what's going to happen. Amen. There are some of you are married here today. If you never asked your girlfriend, would you marry me? She'd still be single or married somebody else. But you took up the courage and you said, well, I'm going to jump in both feet first and I'm going to ask this woman if she'll be my wife. And you jump in and it took courage and she said yes and you said, whoa! And in the same way, the Lord wants us to, when he said, go and preach the gospel. Just share with somebody. And as you share with them, okay, if you share with them, and they say yes, then you go, yay! The Lord has done great things. I won't ask you, Cyril, how many times you asked to be married. I don't know whether you were turned down the first time or what, I don't know. But we won't go there. All right, specific prayer. First of all, pray. Pray, pardon?
It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago. All right, we will not. Speak to me later, Maura.
We were young.
All right. It's a specific prayer, first of all. Build bridges. Building bridges requires prayer. So pray. Ask the Lord. Maybe you need courage. All right? And so ask the Lord. All right? And then living an attractive Christian life. Amen. Living an attractive Christian life. All right? People know you. They know what you're like. And so they know whether you're, you know, living the kind of life that really would appeal to them or not. And if you are, then they'll say, well, I'll listen to what you got to say. I'll come with you. I'll listen to what you got to say. I want to hear more. All right, so living an attractive Christian life. And, you know, get on with your neighbors. There was a guy in there's a guy in our church, Michael, and he's a community policeman. And he used to live in a block of flats and before he bought his house. And he said, he came to me one day and he said, that my neighbor keeps on dumping her rubbish outside my front door. She'd get her black bag of rubbish and then she'd put it outside his door. And that really angered him. And he'd go and he'd speak to her. He spoke to her, you know, one day. And he said, oh, I'll be less cantankerous with her this time, and I'll deal with it. And through that, he built a friendship with the lady, and he was able to, you know, speak with her until eventually she moved and went away. But, you know, living an attractive Christian life is not always easy. No. Sometimes you have to bite your tongue. Yeah. Sometimes you have to hold back your hands, you know, from slapping somebody. But living an attractive Christian life requires that, you know, we trust the Lord, that we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. Amen. Amen. And by that way, then we will be able to live a life that will be attractive to people. Mm. And as I've just mentioned, it's not easy, but that's the way we build bridges. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's the way we build bridges. And sometimes God uses conflict. Sometimes conflict is a good bridge builder. Amen. It is a bridge builder. Sometimes the trials, you know, James says, you know, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because they are bringing about, you know, perfecting your faith. All right? Perseverance and character. And these come through trials. These come through trials. And through some of these, God is able to build bridges so that you can step over and share your faith. Amen. Talk to your friends, all right, about who makes the difference, all right? Talk to your friends about who makes the difference. And, of course, the Scripture tells us that there are times when people are going to come to you and say, well, why are you so happy? What's the reason for the hope that you have within you? Amen. Why are you so joyful? And I think that Christian people should be some of the most happiest people or the most happiest people in the world. Amen. Don't be a miserable Christian in your workplace. All right? Don't be known as the miserable person, the Christian. He's over there, look, sitting on his own in the canteen. Nobody sits by him because he bashes them with the Bible. Just let it flow naturally, Peter says. Let it come openly. Sometimes there are things in a newspaper that will say, well, you know, someone will say, well, oh, look at this. Look at this. And you'll have an opportunity to say something. I remember I was working one day on a building site with one guy, and he was looking at page 3 in the Sun newspaper. And one guy said to him, I thought he was a Christian. I thought he was a Christian. He said, well, I'm looking at God's creation, he said. And, you know, we have to, you know, look at the newspaper and say, well, there are things in there that people will ask us, you know, people making comments, for instance, the war. You know, well, what would you do as a Christian? You know, as a Christian, do you think the war is right? I'm not going to ask you now, but do you think the war is right? Do you think that we should be killing people? Is it right to kill? And it gives an opportunity there to open up and to build a bridge to someone. And when people begin to understand and know that who you are as a Christian, then they'll come to you and they'll say, well, hey, well, what do you think about this? I've got a situation in my life. I remember working with one guy, and he was going through a divorce. And, you know, he came to me and said, well, you know, how can I deal with this? He was, you know, looking for advice as to how best he could deal with his divorce. And, you know, looking for sympathy, you know, and said, well, all I can do is pray, really, for you. And he said, well, I'll pray. And was able to pray for him. Another guy, when I was working, you know, as an electrician, he had a bad knee. And he said, I've been to the doctors and nobody's able to do anything for me. I said, well, I can pray for you. And I prayed for, you know, was able to pray for his knee. And these are men. These are men. But there are times when every one of us, at some time or other, wants something from God or needs, you know, is open to receive something. And these are just opportunities of bridge building. Amen. So build bridges with your friends. Build bridges with your workmates. And we should build bridges with everyone who intersects our lives in some way. The milkman. Maybe the man, the delivery man sometimes. We have a lady, she's dead now, Mrs. Fernandez. Mrs. Fernandez. And With Mrs. Fernandez, I will finish. All right, with Mrs. Fernandez. And Mrs. Fernandez, she always carried these little tracts, Bible tracts, in her handbag. And whenever anyone was going by, she'd give one. You know, or anyone who would intersect her life or come along, someone who knocked on the door, she'd have a tract to give her or to give him. And who knows what these will do. She couldn't always stand on the street corner. She did when she was younger, but she couldn't always stand on the street corner. She wasn't a very well-educated lady, but she would give out a tract. Or she'd, you know, just give a little booklet to someone. Amen. And so these are just ways in which she shared with people who intersected her lives. I see you had President Carter on that magazine at the back there. When he was in the White House, I believe that he used to try and give a presentation of the gospel to every world leader that ever stayed with him in the White House.
Wow.
When I was told that, I was blown back. I didn't know that. But every world leader that ever came into the White House, he made a presentation of the gospel to them. Whether it was Arab, whether it was Jew, whether they were British, whether they were African, whoever came into the White House, he made a presentation of the gospel to them. And so that's something, isn't it? Marvelous. And we may not want to do that. We may not want to make a full presentation of the gospel to someone, but there's some little thing that we can do to build a bridge. The scripture tells us that one sows and another waters, you know, but God gives the increase. And so sometimes we're not going to be there the whole way through. But there's something that we can do. We can be a sower. We can be a waterer. You know, we can do something so that in the end, eventually, that seed will flourish.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll be like every other preacher. I'll say, with this one, I'll finish. With this one, I'll finish. I'm sorry, Ken. With this one, I'll finish. I remember the story. Maybe some of you may have heard this one. Billy Graham went to a meeting with one of his friends. And there wasn't many seats, so there weren't many seats in the place. And so it was the usher that said, well, hold on, I'll take you down and go and find. And so they found Billy Graham and his mate a seat in that meeting. And that was the meeting where Billy Graham got saved. And for those of you who don't know who Billy Graham is, he's one of the greatest evangelistic preachers or evangelists that we have known in our time. That we have known in our time, and millions of people have come to know the Lord through him. And through that simple step that usher took in taking him down to that seat, Billy Graham became a Christian, and through his life and the vision that he had, millions of people became Christians through him. What would have happened if that usher had said, well, there isn't any more seats. You'll have to go out. You'll have to go. There's no room for you. But that man said, well, we've got a seat in here for you. I'll go and find one. And he took him there and he sat down and he listened to what was going on and he became a Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Where can you build a bridge in your life? Where can you build a bridge? Maybe you can build a bridge in the church. Maybe you're a church bridge builder and that's the best place that you can do it. Maybe you're a bridge builder in your family. Maybe that's the greatest place or the easiest place that you find it to do. Then build a bridge in your family. Maybe you might be a bridge builder in your place of work. Then build bridges there. You might be a bridge builder in your neighborhood. Build bridges there. To your friends. Then wherever possible, build bridges. Think the church without walls. Think of the different ways in which you can do that. And I'm sure as you begin to catch on fire or get on fire, then other people will get burnt too.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And they'll want to be just the same as you. Building bridges. Building bridges. We want to be bridge builders for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just pray for a moment. Before I came here today, this thought came to me, this scripture. Silver and gold have I none. I haven't got any silver and I haven't got any gold. But what I have, I give to you. And maybe that's a word for you this morning. You're here this morning, you're thinking, well, all I've got is the word of the Lord in my heart. All I've got is the word of God, and I haven't got much else. I'd like to have some silver or gold to give to the church, but I haven't got that. But the Lord is saying to you this morning, what you've got is enough. What you've got is enough. The word of the Lord. That's enough. And that's all that Peter needed that day when he met that man. He says, I haven't got silver and I haven't got gold, but what I've got, in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. And the man got up and walked. And so don't think that because you haven't got much to give, you're not very well educated, or you haven't got great financial things to finances that you can share, or there's not much that you can do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. To be a bridge builder for the Lord, all you need is to be yourself. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And take that and to wherever God can use you. Yeah. Let's pray. Just think where you can be a bridge builder. Just think of your personal situation. Just think of your personal situation this morning. It could be your home. It could be your work. It could be just where you are in your neighborhood. Just where you are in your neighborhood. You might have someone in mind right at this moment, thinking to yourself, well, I'd like to build a bridge towards that person for the Lord. Remember, that's all you're wanting to do. Build a bridge towards that person. The Lord will give you the rest. But building a bridge towards that person, that's what you want to do. And if you're thinking of a person, say, Lord, help me to build a bridge towards my brother, towards my neighbor. Help me to build a bridge towards them for you, so that I can say something, or that you can do something through me. In the name of Jesus. Do something through me. And as you do that, the scripture says, these signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. They will drive out demons. And our world is full of demons. Many demonic situations in our world today that need deliverance. And you'll see them. These things will happen as you become a bridge builder and people cross over that bridge. You'll see it. You'll definitely see it. I'd just like to pray, and then if anybody has any need for prayer for any ailments in their body, then I'll pray with the elders of the church. We'll pray with you and pray that the Lord will heal you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for today. And we thank you, Lord, that you have made us bridge builders. You've called us, Lord, to stretch out and, Lord God, become a bridge between you and mankind. Help us, Lord, to do that wherever, Lord, we can and wherever we feel comfortable, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. If anybody would like to be prayed for this morning for any particular physical ailment, then we'll pray with you. Any situation in your life you may feel that the Lord wants you need help from the Lord, then please feel free. And Cyril, myself, Andrew is here as well. We can pray with you before the service ends. Don't leave it too long. It's all right if nobody wants prayer, but we would pray if you want. The scripture says if anyone is ill, then ask the elders and they will pray for you. And it says the prayer of faith will make the sick person well. And that's where we're coming from this morning. Amen.